Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirin Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Tmura Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, about to start the fourth parak, Vlad Chatat. In this parak, we'll deal with the famous Chamesh Chataot Metot and different circumstances where, at least according to some Tanaim, it may be a case of Ro'ah, of grazing till it gets a mum. We'll see. Vlad Chatat, one Chatat, Chatat Shmetu Ba'aleha. So these three of the five Chataot Metot, always Yamutu, meaning a Chatat gives birth, or somebody did a Tmurana Chatat, or the owners of the Chatat died, then the Chatat dies, and that's it. Shibrashna Tavish Avdavish in Seit Balat Mum. But in these two circumstances, where the animal just became too old, or because it got lost, and when it was found, it was a Balmum, if the owners had already brought another one, and we have to see how that works out with the Shi'ibrash Nata, at what point that happened, which is, well, we'll see in the Gemara that it's possible that one got lost also, then Tamut, ve'ena usat tmura, it cannot make a tmura, lo nenin v'lo mualin midur abonan, you cannot get mehanah, but b'diavad, midoraita, there is no me'ila, v'ma'achlo kipra balim, but if, on the other hand, this circumstance has happened, and they had not yet brought their asham, their chatat, then it grazes, gets a mum, timacher, yaviv, the me'acher, you bring a, you use the money and you bring another one, v'osat mura, umoralin ba. And this one, before the time that it gets the mum, even afterwards, it could make a tmura, and me'il applies before pidyon. Now, my time, elotan and lukabi hadadi. So the first question is, why aren't all five listed together? The answer is quite straightforward. Resha psikole, we say philo psikole. The first three are all straight up, always yamutu. The seifa, sometimes yamutu, sometimes not, depends when they're found. And therefore, it's not taught together. Now, lam le min nigabe mi'ila, lam le min nigabe tmura. Why does this Mishnah also appear in mi'ila and here? So the answer is tana hacha tmura. It's here because of the tmura component here, which is that this chatat cannot make a tmura, but depending if it's before Kippur Balim, it could make a tmura. So Me'ilah is mentioned derech agav. I did tana gabi Me'ilah, and in Me'ilah, it mentions Me'ilah, tana mi tmura. Tmura is also mentioned there. Okay, Amar Ish Lakish. Chatat she'ibrash nata, ro'ino ta ki'ilu omeret v'vet hakvarot v'ro'a. A chatat that had its year lapse. You let it graze, it's as if it's in a bait kvarot, meaning the coin has no access to it, it just grazes till it gets a mum and zo. It's just a way of saying it. Now, let's see if that works. Tanan she'ibrash nata, v'yavdam, and say palat mum, chashkva balim meta. T'yuvta Resh Lakish. Here you see that an animal that already passed its year, if achash kibra ma'alim, then it dies. And here he says it's roa. He says, no, meta is only talking about the one that got lost when it was found as a balat mum. And, the year lapsed is always roa. So, imachash kibra ma'alim tamut. But wait a second. So now, Ihachi, Ema Seifa, think about the Seifa. If it's before the Balin had Kapora, then he would let it graze. If it already got a moon, then it's not Tirachitistaev, it's already got its moon. So what could the circumstance be? Why would Ibrashtata be mentioned in our Mishnah at all if it's always going to be Roa? Amarama Hachikamar, this is what he mentioned. Avda, Vishnim Tseit Balat Mum Over. Here, his first explanation is that if an animal got lost, or, and then when it was found, it had a balat mum over, im achash kibur balim meta, if they found it, and the balim already had brought a korban, then it dies, im kodosh kibur balim, tosh to say mum kavua, we let it graze and get a mum kavua. T'macher. Amar Rava Shtei Tshuva V'Tavar. Rava says there's two reasons that doesn't work. Chada, de'im ken yishmori ba'ile l'mitni. It should not have said, Yer eh, but yishmor, meaning keep an eye on that mum, see if it stays permanent. Viochi brashtatala mahilchataktani. Why would the Mishnah ever mention a lapsed animal if it's always roah? Rava says hachitani. Avrashtata ve'avda, o avda v'nim seit balat mum. He says the word avda in the Mishnah actually refers to both of them. If the year lapsed, and then it got lost, and then you found it, or it got lost, and when you found it, it was a balmum, two separate cases, then achash kibra balim meita, in both cases meita, kodesh kibra balim terach shistayiv timacher, then you let it graze. And of course, in Resh Lakish's case, it never got lost, so of course it would graze. It's fine. You need avda in both cases. Why? If we only had avda in the case of the lapsed year, that's where it getting lost would help push it to mita. Because after all, now it's past its year, it's not fit at all, and so then when it got lost and you brought another one, it goes the mita because it's totally out. Have a balat mum, dilo mumachazia. If it wasn't for the mum, had you not seen the mum, meaning if it didn't have a mum, emalotani avda. The fact that it got lost shouldn't make a difference. It still shouldn't die. Vitali gabi balat mum. If I only had mita about the balat mum, I would say hatamunamanya lavda. That's where getting lost is significant. Mishum dilochazia lakrava. I can't bring this as an animal for any korban. Meaning one that's past its year. The minute it hit that birthday, it's not fit for this korban. It's fit for another korban. But a balat mum, once it got the mum, it's not fit for any korban. Maybe it getting lost wouldn't change anything. So tzricha, that's why I need them both. Question is, since when does Rava interpret things that way? Rava, aveda delayla loshma aveda. Rava says that if something gets lost at night and then it's found before morning, that's not called aveda. It's not called avda. Right, which means that that aveda of a lapsed animal shouldn't matter either, because you can't bring a lapsed animal, you also can't bring one at night. So the answer is lo dami. They're not alike. Aveda de lelia lo chazi lo gufa velo lo dami. At night, this animal is not fit for anything. Not for itself as a hakrava, not for value. Meaning you couldn't sell it and then use the money to bring another korban now. Because nighttime's not a problem of any offering. Avalha, this one that's lost, it could be sold and use the money for something else. It's not comparable. Okay, so we go back to that Mishnah Yoma that we keep going back to. The case again is when you have your two goats on Yom Kippur, did the Hagrala, and then afterwards one of them dies. So we say you come and do another Hagrala, and then one of the other ones is now going to be out. You got total four animals. Two are going for the proper purpose. One already died. One is going to not get processed. And that one's Yirat Shiyistayiv. It grazes until it gets a movie. Machir Yivudav Amadavan. The money goes to Ndavala. Why? V'feshein Chaitat Zibur Meita. Because it's a Chaitat Zibur. Hadi Yachid, meaning our inference is, if we're a parallel case with an individual's Chaitat, Meita. V'yam Rav Yochanan. What was Rav Yochanan's take on that Mishnah against Rav? Ba'alei Chayim Nidachin. It could be Nidche while alive, which means Uchshimit Kaper, B'shemish B'zug Shemit Kaper, meaning you take the entire second pair. Because, let's say the Seir Hashem died, the Seir Lazazel has now been rejected, even though it's still alive. And therefore, it's the total second pair. And the question is, what happens with the Seir, let's say in this case, Seir Mishtaleach, that got rejected? That's like one whose year passed, right? Meaning that the first one, the one that stayed alive from the first pair, is like one that's year has lapsed. V'tamad, it's Tzibur. And we say the only reason it's not doesn't die is because it's Tzibur. Hadu yachid meita. So if it belonged to an individual, it would die. So you see the against Rish Lakish. The answer is Amaleach dechuyin lechud v'avunin lechud. When something is right in front of us, but it's been rejected, that's a different story, because that's totally out, right? And we'll see, something that's dachui is not going to be fit anymore. But something that's lost, you think you may find it. So therefore, when it's lost, that doesn't automatically mean that it's going to go lemita, to be killed. But when it is dachui, then it certainly would go immediately to mita. So therefore, there's no proof against Rish Lakish from there. Alright, let's see. Gufa. Amar Rava Avuda Delay Loshma Avuda. We said Rava said that if it's lost at night, that's not called lost. Meaning, if you had the Khatat, and it disappeared in the evening, and before morning you found it, and then none of these rules apply, that's not called out of sight. Alimin Aman. Now, according to whom does that work? Ilem Alimin Rabbanan. We gotta remember that when it comes to Khatat Meitot, we have three opinions. The most lenient, shall we say, that kills the fewest animals would be Rabbanan. Then there's Rebbe, and Rebbe Shimon is the most strict. Let's see. Ile malibid Rabbanan, mayir yavuda delayla. Because remember, the Rabbanan say, we're going to see this at the end of the next very big Mishnah, it's really two Mishnayot. The Rabbanan say that if you lose a chatat, go get a replacement. and then the original one shows up, unless you already brought the replacement as a carbon, the second one doesn't graze. The old one that was now found doesn't get killed. It grazes. So Rabbanan would not be the ones to say that Avuda Delilah doesn't count, because Afilo Avuda Diom Nami, but if it's lost during the day, it doesn't get killed. Rabbanan, Avuda B'Shat HaFrasha Roa, if it's only lost the time when you're Mafrish the other one, or by the time you come to be Makrivit, you found it, it doesn't get killed. V'Elo Alubit Rabbi, it must be according to Rabbi, who says Avuda B'Shat HaFrasha dies. Ad Kamo Kamo Rabbi El Avuda Avuda Diom. So Rabbi then, this is what Rav is saying, Rabbi would say it's only if it was lost during the day, which is a time that's fit for Korban. Aval Aveda Delilah, if it's lost at night, I feel the Rabbi Modela, the Riyazla, he agrees that it goes and grazes, doesn't get killed. That's possibility one. Maybe according to Rabbanan. Vachmaya Skin about Aveda Mishat Kapara, Avdashat Mishat Kapara. It was lost at the time of the Kapara. So ad kamo kamo Rabbanan avda b'shat kapara meita elahechad ikar aved tabayom, meaning that perhaps the Rabbanan say that that's only the case that it gets killed if it was lost at the time that you brought the other one. If it was originally lost during the day, elahechad ikar aved tabalayla, but if it first got lost at night, lo, then that's not called aveda, even though later on it's still lost during the day, since it was first lost at night, that's not called aveda. What a stretchy interpretation of aveda. Rabbi Miktinen, so Abaye says, here's the halacha. Aveda velo gnuva. Has to be lost, but not stolen. Aveda velo gzula, not burgled. So hechidami aveda. So what is an aveda then? Rabbi Shaya, afilo achat be'edro. Even if you have one extra one in your flock, meaning you have 100 lambs, and now you find 101, and you know that one of them is the korban, but you don't know which one it is, that's called avud. Afilo achat pe'achat, even if you only have two, and one of them is, you don't know which one it is. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it's on the other side of the door, like right behind you. Now, that, what does that mean? So, by the way, chikamar, achorei ha'delet hu, deleika de kachazila, meaning it's right behind the door, and nobody could see it. But if it's outside and people can see it, that's not called avuda, against the earlier approaches of Rav Shaya. Maybe if it's behind the door, meaning all you have to do is turn your head and you'd see it, havi avuda. Certainly when it's outside mixed with others, and you can't see it from where you are at all. So take it. And that's going to fit in with this next piece. We have a tradition. If you, the owner, don't know where it is, but the shepherd does, that's not called lost. Certainly, if he doesn't know what it is, but you do, or you could see it. Avuda menu mirah. What if you both can't see it? But so far, Allah makir ba. But somebody somewhere in the world knows, sees it, knows that it's yours, might, and knows that it's the korban. So teiku, not so clear. That might still not be avuda. Bar papa, kodem shiikabe avuda b'kos. Sorry, avuda b'kos mahu. Now, what does avuda b'kos mean? There's two ways to read it. One would mean if it was lost at the time that the replacement korban was shechted and the dam was bakos, and then you found it. According to Rabbi, so ha'amar avidu b'shat hafrasha meita, even if it was lost during the time of hafrasha, it dies. So certainly if it was lost when you were this far along in being makri of the replacement. Our question is only according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbi, it's obvious. Maybe the Rabbanan said, as long as you didn't yet do Kabbalat Hadam, that's called, and then you found it, that's called Avudah B'Shat HaFrasha only, and it grazes. But here they might hold the minute that it's in the coast, it's as if it's already been tossed on the Mizbeach, and Kapara has already happened, and therefore this one has to die. The one you just refound. Maybe until the dam has been tossed, it's considered lost b'shat hafrasha. V'rayan, it grazes. So some people say that that was his question. We didn't solve it. We'll see at the end. We end up teiku. V'ikadami, some people have this interpretation very differently. Avuda b'kos does not mean that the animal was lost and now the replacement dam was b'kos. But avuda b'kos really means that you just have one chatat. Nothing's lost. And you put the chatat's dam into two kosot and one of the kosot got lost. V'olam aliva to Rabbi. The question is according to Rabbi. K'gamar le'ignot shekibal davam b'shtei kosot. This we had in Zvachim. V'yavar achad mihen. one of them got lost. According to one who says that one coast being lost makes the other coast rejected, that's a no-brainer, you can't bring it. But the one who says that one coast makes the other one shirayim, so maybe that's only if they're both around. You could throw either one on the mizbeach, on a kronot. Hacha haleka, but here it's not around. Odim aloshar, perhaps we don't care, and therefore it's still shirayim, and therefore it's still kosher. So that's a whole different question. It's not about a lost animal, and the answer to both versions of them is teku. We do not have an answer. As you can see, we have a very long mishnah. It's really two mishnayot coming up, mishnah bet and gimel, that we'll deal with in the next podcast, and some of the attendant gemara. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.